Yeah, just wondering the difference for you coming last year, you know, as a third team guy who might not be playing, whatever, as opposed to this year where you're kind of the focal point of a lot of things that are going on.
It's a lot different, that's for sure. But one of the big things did was just give us time in the offseason to work together and get the timing down with everyone and kind of mesh together as a team. And it allowed me the opportunity to be out there and work hard and be with all those first team guys throughout the whole offseason.
Was it hard coming in like that last year, kind of cold and, you know, coming in doing so well and coming within, like, you know, one throw of winning?
Yeah, I don't really think it was hard. I think it was, if anything, it might have been kind of good just to not have to worry about everything coming into the season and just be ready to go when you're out there and just kind of be thrown into the fire without having to think about it too much, because mm-hmm. I was young and just ready to play football.
Do you ever think back the Harvard game, the one throw? I mean, you know,
oh, yeah,
you had to do it.
Yeah, I made a decision, try to fit in there. I overshot him by a foot or whatever it was. And if I throw it out of the back of the end zone, we have the best kicker in the country, and he'd kick it through, and we go to overtime and see from there. But, yeah, it's tough to go back, but you can't dwell on the past. You just have to look forward and learn from it and do better this year.
Does it make you guys even hungrier? I mean, it's been a while since Penn's won a title.
Oh, definitely. We want to go out on top. This group of seniors, they're a great class, great leaders, and we definitely want to send them out with a ring.
What are the possibilities for this offense? I mean, Al seems really excited about it. It's a little different kind of offense for him to run.
Mm-hmm. I think they're really endless. We're so skilled across the board at all the positions. We have players everywhere that can make plays with balls in their hand. And we're just ready to go out there and score points and just make plays.
Do you worry about getting hurt? I mean, that's one of the concerns that Al has, but he says you can't really worry about it because that's just the way the offense.
You can't worry about it. It's just part of the game. It's football. I mean, stuff happens. Last year, it happened. We have guys all over the place getting hurt. So you can't worry about it. Otherwise, you won't play as well.
Have you always been that much of a competitor? I mean, it seems like you kind of bring that to the equation.
Yeah, I mean, I started playing football when I was 7, so football is kind of how I grew up, and it's just something I've loved all the way through, and I love football.
You feel it kind of rubs off on the other guy? I mean, the quarterback usually is the guy that rubs off on people anyway, but it seems like what you have is kind of contagious, or was last year.
Well, I feel it's not just myself, it's the whole offense. We kind of build off one another. We get a big block, and our right guard gets a big block and he's all hyped up, and then the rest of the line builds from that, or a receiver makes a catch, and everyone just kind of builds off of one another.
As a quarterback and starting quarterback from the beginning of the season, you try to take a more active leadership role this season, and what kind of things you might have been doing?
Yeah, definitely. We were out here all summer working out together as a team, staying up 7-on-7, and just out here working routes with receivers early in the morning, just trying to get that time down ready to go.
I gotta ask what it was like waking up on Saturday morning and seeing your name and your photo right smack in the middle of the New York Times sports section. It seems like there are some real expectations on this program for the first time in a few years.
Yeah, there are, but we welcome them. We're ready. We think we have a great team that can go out there and compete and win a championship, hopefully. So we're glad to have that pressure because we feel like we've worked for it and we deserve it, and we want to go out there and get it done.
You and Chris Wynn and some of the other upperclassmen for a group of players that haven't yet won a title. Mm-hmm. What's sort of been the psychological work of trying to get over that hump, especially how close you guys came?
It's really just posting the mindset that we were so close last year, and it can come down to just play here or play there, and we're ready to go. We know we're that close. We've just been working that much harder to get over that hump.